Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I don't know. I was kind of like, that's a questionable pitch there at the beginning.
Almost paradise.
Yeah, I sound better. It's fine.
No, I was just singing the right key. That's the difference.
No, I wanted to take it up so people could hear it better.
But maybe you should. Are you drinking?
Yes, I'm at a podcast conference. I'm having a vodka. Yo, I'm in Nashville at Podcast Movement. Come say hi.
The last times we've been doing a podcast, you've been drinking, and I've been sitting here sober playing with myself.
Well, the roles have switched.
I know.
The roles
anyway,
have switched.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. This is Love in Paradise.
Season 1, Episode 3, Meet the Family.
Meet the Family.
I say sad because I just...
No, all these are dark hallways. All of these are long, dark hallways.
I mean, maybe Mark and Kay, but I kind of think I called it. I didn't want to call, but it's just like Aunt Peggy when she got together her high school sweetheart.
People that's are the in love, last time you're allowed to tell that story.
But people are in love with the fantasy and not the reality.
Mark
is hot, though. He looks good with his shirt off.
His
face looks weird.
I know they're not going to make it. Part of me knows it, but I have to root for love.
Oh, God. Lord, help me.
I think one of the biggest issues here is there's been very little thought that went into all of these relationships. Unlike, I feel like...
Amber put a lot of thought in her relationship. Daniel didn't really put any.
I feel like I need justice for Daniel because Amber is a controlling monster.
She's pretty controlling.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, do whatever you need to.
I think this show reminds me a lot of, I haven't traveled as much as you. I mean, like I said, your asshole's a small world of dicks.
it's got those stamps on it, like old suitcases.
Boom, boom. But it's...
Timbuktu.
Timbuktu. But I think it's a part of American culture that you figure everything out and you get your shit together and you go, 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 and everything's planned and everything's scheduled. Other people don't live that way in the world.
No. What happened to Ariana, though?
Yeah.
That might be the saddest one.
That's the saddest one. That is for sure the saddest one. And I actually think, in a way, I think Sherlon is almost the most realistic person on the show.
I wrote the same thing down.
Yeah.
He's the most
let's just
realistic.
Talk about them. Let's just jump to them
let's,
first.
Let's
since
jump
we're talking
to it.
About.
Yeah.
Ariana and Sherlock. Where are they? Where are my notes?
It's the second one.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So y'all,
I'm so happy to be here with you, Poods.
Sorry, I'm happy y'all. To be here too. This is
I'm
this
out
is
of
our,
Oklahoma.
This is our third show today, so I wish is. I was more happier.
But I am. Every time I'm like, oh, I don't want to start this podcast. And then once we get into it and I make fun of your asshole, I feel better. Anyway.
You know, many men have, it's like your high school yearbook. Many men have their signatures written upon
That's
it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have fucked you and said, have a good life.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Don't ever change.
Well, y'all come at us in the comments. What inane shit did y'all write in your yearbooks?
KIT. No, my favorite is LYAAB. Love ya like LYLAB. Love ya like a brother or love ya like a sister.
That's too complicated. I don't even remember what people wrote.
I don't know. A lot of don't ever change.
I got don't ever change. And, you know, now that I look back on it, I should have written a lot of people's yearbook. I hope you change.
I should have written on mine. I hope I never see you again because I'm getting out of this shithole.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye. So, y'all, Sherlon and Ariana, I mean, y'all,
he's
looking
rubbing
at her
feet.
Yes.
And he's like, her feet are super big.
And he said, I feel bad that I wasn't there. You know, it's been 6 months of her pregnancy and I haven't been here to I hear about it, but actually seeing her, you know, I feel bad. I can't do there. So he's like offering to put suntan on her shoulder or SPF. And she's like, don't do it sexually.
Don't do it sexually because my don't parents are right. My mom is right there.
And
he's like,
what do you think? What am I going to do?
Bitch, I work at a swingers resort. I know what sexually is.
Like, I'm good. And he says, that's public stuff, not private. I don't do the private stuff.
So, y'all, Karen, the mom, who...
Oh,
she's
Karen.
Not really being a Karen here.
No, she's not at all.
She's
I think
she's trying her best. And because she could have been, if she wanted to, she could have been a lot more Karen-y.
She is the second person on the show looking at this the most realistically.
Yes. And I think she knows that her daughter really has no forethought at all when she's going down here.
Mm-mm. Ariana, she knows Ariana doesn't have a fucking clue.
And I think the problem that Ariana keeps saying is he doesn't want to talk about anything difficult. Doesn't talk about hard conversations. He's lived in Jamaica his whole life. How many hard conversations do you have on a tourism boat?
Again, yes. Again, it's that conversation. You know, that comes up with Mark and Kay later. I think it's just, this is not, and I think with Daniel, this is just not,
right.
This is not the island life. It's why y'all, why I don't want to live in an island because I like things to do. One of my good friends actually grew up in Hawaii and then went back and lived in Hawaii. And a couple of attorneys at my day job lived in Hawaii for a bit. And they all came back because
there's nothing to do after you're there a couple years.
It's a very special person that can live there all the time. He said, there's just, you've literally done everything several times and you're just wanting something new. I'm not dogging it. Some people can do that, but yeah. Martine's not going to be able to live on an island, y'all. I'm telling you that right now.
Boy, that's a piece of work.
Boy, he's a piece of work.
We're going to get to her. Ooh. So Karen is talking to him, and she's, what's your plan at this point? And asking Sherlon what his plan is for her daughter is like asking a hermit crab, do you like bouillabaisse? He can't even like...
Ariel, we don't know what that is.
Exactly.
That was not Sebastian the crab.
It's
not his life. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, look at these people in the life that, you know, and I think mom is kind of looking at this more like, you know, do you want to be in the baby's life? Do you want to be a parent? She's not really looking at this like, are y'all going to get married and have a Disney princess life like the way Ariana
like
is?
Ariana does. Yeah.
She even says, she's like, so, you know, so what have you thought? And Sherilyn says, well, you know, I would have to get a visitor visa, but the embassy's
to come
closed
to see the birth. Yeah.
And I want to see the birth, but, you know,
I'll watch it live streamed.
Oh, and she's like, well,
with
that's
a Bahama
not the
mama in my hand.
Yeah. And she said, well, that's not the same. And he's, again, island life, better than nothing. Better than nothing.
I loved all his reactions.
Because
yeah. they're hard to argue with. She's
they
like,
are.
Yeah, yeah. So he says, she's like, are you looking at the K-1 visa? And he's like, really? We haven't really talked about any of that. Mm. And he's like, her hormones are pretty much going nuts right now.
So she's like, hormones are
like,
not.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I live with the Sherilyn. She's baddie.
She's a raging bee all the time.
And he says, she's like, I just need to know. Well, Sherilyn says, I love her. He said, but I need to be realistic. Y'all, remember, they were together for 17
days.
17 days.
If it wasn't so sad, I would bust out laughing again.
I went to summer camp longer than 17 days.
When you were like six. Yeah.
Yes.
Then he says, you know, we've thought about the K-1 visa, but I just think that's too soon to really get to know someone. And I'm like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
it
you
is.
For saying that.
It is.
Because as we all know, as we've preached over and over again, the 90-day K-1 visa is not to get to know someone in 90 days. You have already assumed you want to marry them. That's what it's for.
That is what it's for. And I, you know, they probably would never say something because it's going to be on television, but maybe if he really wanted to get to America, like they would just get married just because and just be kind of like, you're going to do your thing. I'm going to do mine. But again,
it's like Michael and Angela,
but then get
a spousal visa.
Yeah. But I don't think he wants that. I don't think he wants to live in the U.S. I don't think
he is marking time. He is treading water right now. Until he can get the parents safely out of Jamaica, moms and sisters safely out of Jamaica, and then he can finesse some way he can see his baby without going to back to America with her.
Were Biniam and Ariel a bang trip?
Yes.
So, and they're actually like made it work, but it's it
well
makes-
not. You've seen season. You've seen the trailer for season two.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. What would you, if I could
get pregnant?
No, I was actually going to say, if you got someone pregnant, you know, I would take being a father pretty important. And I think you would too. But I don't know if I would, if my life.
I wouldn't get married.
I wouldn't get married. And I don't even, maybe I would eventually move over, but I wouldn't want to get married. I think I would want to just try to give money, support
yeah.
the kid, go see the kid.
Here's the point. He's not going to be able to contribute a ton financially where they are.
Exactly.
And so my thing
is, I want to say, if he moves to the U.S.
That's very different.
It's going to be even worse, though, because he'll have to start a whole new life.
Exactly.
He'll have to learn a trade because he's works in tourism. So
right.
Where does she live again?
Somewhere in the Midwest. I think Ohio.
Of course.
Sorry, Ohio. Apology tour.
Ohio apology tour. It's y'all laugh. We are gonna do it. Get ready.
2035.
But it's
when Ohio has seceded from the U.S.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
it's just pissed at us. Mm-hmm. But. It's a. I don't think they're taking into consideration the hoops he would have to jump through just to have a life, and he probably would make less money when he first got to the U.S. than over there.
I think, I don't think that none of that is the question for me. It is that he's by giving no indications, he wants to change his circumstances.
No.
He has given her no indications that he wants to marry her. He has given her no indications that he wants to be with her rest of his life.
And I guess that's what I'm paused on.
Zero.
I'm thinking my automatic reaction wouldn't be, oh, well, we're pregnant, so we're going to get married now and live happily ever after.
But that was hers.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I realized. Oh, that was just her jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she went to.
Yep.
And that's totally wrong.
Oh, y'all, we should really give out birth control and condoms on the borders.
Oh, yes. You get on the plane. Have fun in Jamaica.
Yeah, you really should. I'm sure people wouldn't use them regardless, but damn.
And y'all, it was easy for her to get pregnant because we've seen that sneaky snake.
God. They were just probably at dinner and she got pregnant.
Probably, yeah. He wasn't even actually touching her.
Halfway through the dessert course.
Yeah, and he got excited about a creme brulee. Whoops, she got pregnant.
He probably went down to pick up his napkin.
There you go. Y'all, it's a sneaky, sneaky
snake. And it fell
in. Good Lord.
It is a long dong silver,
it
y'all.
Is.
Holy Ooh. Lord.
Holy. So mom's like, well, I just need to know your plans for the future. And he's like, she's like, I need to see action. He's like, well, and she said, I'm not one that really lets things lie, Sherlon. And he's like, this is Jamaica, Miss Karen. And in Jamaica, we say, no problem, man.
Yeah, he's charming as fuck, though, man. He just gets it. You understand how he and people like DeVar, who both that worked in tourism, that works real well.
But, you know, I think that's they're putting on air for tourists, but also think that's kind of the ideology.
It might be.
So they're just so.
It's
not going to go good.
I haven't known a ton of people from Jamaica. I knew two women.
Ooh.
But they were very laid back.
I just went to a place.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad I was trying to say something and you were just going, oh.
You know when you're like, you get up out of the bed and your legs are so wobbly and weak?
Oh, like I call it baby giraffe syndrome.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I'm like,
yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It looks like, what is that character? I look like Grandpa McCoy from The Real McCoys. I'm going to come over there and get you.
Wow. Well, what were you talking about? I interrupted.
No, you completely took any import away from what I had to say. So let's just move on.
Mom and Ariana.
Mom is talking about, she's talking to Ariana and she's like, seems like you're really worried about Sherlin's feelings.
Ariana's like, I feel like he fits in though, Mom.
Yeah. Because you've known him for 2 days.
You've
been there for 2 days.
Yeah, she says, but she's like, but when is it going to be about you?
Yeah.
Well,
she's young. She seems younger than she is, actually.
I don't know if it is about her. I don't know. Maybe she is thinking about his feelings, but basically Ariana says, well, every time we try to have a hard conversation, he doesn't want to have it. And we see kind of in the trailer for next week, he does not like talking about difficult things. So
I think that is a great way to avoid never really having any responsibility in life.
Yeah.
And he's gotten really good at it.
If you're good looking and charming and you live on an island.
Yeah.
You can probably
think about it. You never really do have to grow up. You can run your family's boat tours. You can work at your swingers resort. You don't have to follow anyone's rules but yours. Sounds pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when something does come your way and threatens you with growing up,
you're looking at it realistically, but because you're never thinking, my life's not going to change. I will become a father, and I will love my child, but my life's going to be the same.
Yeah,
because he can compartmentalize, because that is example of male privilege to be able to do that.
Yeah, because and he comes from a culture where the women are
probably going to take care of the kids.
Expected to change their lives. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Mom and Ariana, they're like, let's find an immigration lawyer. That'll go well.
I don't know why this wasn't done back in the U.S. I can just imagine the Jamaican immigration lawyer. Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. It's no problem.
Man, no problem, man.
No problem, man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Let's talk about Steven and Martine.
Oh, right.
God, he is hot.
He really is. He's the hottest guy on the show by far.
Did you see when he got out of bed, he was wearing shorts? You could just see his dong dick and his pack. It is huge. It is, ooh.
Okay, you need
penis deep, asshole wide,
You need to go sit on a fire hydrant. Something needs to get done.
I've been gone from LA, and next week I'm going to see my boyfriend, and I'm just going to put a do not disturb sign on the front of our apartment for about 3 days.
Wow.
You're going to say, Maddie, where are you? Why aren't you here doing the show? And I'm just going to respond, getting nailed.
Jesus.
You can't.
Are you gonna quarantine? Is you're okay with him getting sick?
Well, we've talked about it. Like for him, he's like, I said I can quarantine or not. He said, it's fine. You just come here and we'll do it, and we'll I'm vaccinated and we'll do it out together.
All right.
I'm trying to be really careful. And Podcast Movement's doing a really good job. I'm wearing my mask everywhere. I'm here for work, y'all.
Well, he's not having to go that many places, right? So he's not going to.
No, he's not. Good. And so I'm trying to. I have a little red stop thing on my shirt that says, stop, get 6 feet away, bitch.
I need that regularly.
You do.
Just say, stop, don't touch me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right. It's like the service dog's buttons. This says, exactly. Please don't pet me. That's exactly what I need. Just a service dog vest that says, please, I'm actually doing a job right now.
So somebody wanted to hug me. I said, are you vaxxed? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, I am too.
If someone said, can I hug you? I'm like, are you vaxxed? They're like, yeah. I'm like, are you vaxxed for mumps? Are you vaxxed for vitamin D deficiency?
You would just say no.
I'd keep going down all the way until
all the way. So y'all, they fucked all night that Martine broke the lamp. This is a classic poodle move.
That's pretty extreme. That's some acrobatics.
Wait, so you never have broke anything in a bedroom from sex?
You know what I've done? I did break a headboard one time.
Jesus.
I pulled it off of the, you know, the headboard sits on something. Also, I feel like the problem is not me. The problem is these flimsy beds that I'm on with these people.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
There was one time though, there was one bed that, I took what part of my like nail and took like pulling on something. And I like scratched into the wood. He's like, what'd you do? I'm like, your wood is shitty. It's not my fault.
Guess
I'm just filled with preternatural strength.
Yeah.
After I've been banged.
So y'all
just a sex monster.
Sex monster. They had a good time. They're going to go see his daughter. What's her name? Sarai. So they're going to go see his daughter.
Y'all, go to a monkey sanctuary.
She's really cute. Although monkeys can get mean. You got to be careful.
I think these are somewhat tame because they're at a sanctuary.
They probably have them on drugs or something like that to keep them tame.
Stop saying that. You know, I hate hearing that.
Well, they might.
I hate that. I know sanctuaries are animal people will probably come at me. And I know when I hear sanctuary, I think zoo, just a different type of zoo, a nicer zoo. But I'm sure it's nicer.
Maybe they're like, maybe they're monkeys that were humans had them at pets and they can't be in the wild.
I think that probably was the issue. Maybe.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm sure animals are happy there. I just, part of me, I just know an animal would much be happier in the wild where there's no.
We should keep going because PETA's always listening. And if PETA gets pissed off at you, y'all, you're fucked. You are fucked.
I think they probably agree with me, though. I
always give them money. I'm like, take it.
I don't
I'm
know.
Scared of you.
Honestly, I'm just telling you what I feel. It's like those safari places in Africa. They're still fenced in.
I don't know. I don't want to go on a safari. I'm fine.
So Martine, she's basically, or Sarai, he says about her, Stephen, that she's the most important woman in my life. And she's like, I like Martine because she is cool. And
yeah, they get along and it's really sweet. And you're like, this is a really great kind of.
Until
Martine
basically starts using her boyfriend's child to advocate for her.
Y'all,
this is the lowest play in the book, y'all. You can't do this shit.
Steven's like, it's annoying. I'm like, annoying? This
no,
would be,
it's
I would say,
awful.
Get the fuck out of this island. I don't want to be with you.
He's like, so Sarai, do you want us to get married?
Do you want to get married?
Is want to visit like, me in Miami?
Yeah. And Steven like, is every day just going to be another test from fucking Martine?
Now,
like
I will say, that is the most prescient thing he said, and it is true. Day one, she said, are you going to give me my ring? Day two, she said, are you going to let my daughter marry me? Day three, we're going to meet the motherfucking parents.
We're going to meet with the, yeah. And ask for a
day
little
four,
ask for a little sister.
Day four is a prenup, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Day seven, we divorce.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we don't need to go all through, but basically she's like, basically, we find out from Martine, she's like, you know, I just planned my life that I was going to go to school, get out of school, meet
a
boyfriend.
She has a mental timeline.
Get engaged, get married, have kids, and I want to do all this before I'm 30. Y'all,
red flag. Red flag.
If you have timelines, let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go.
Because you're going to, that desperation to finish your timeline is going to end you. It's going to break you.
It's going to break you because you're going to end up getting with somebody you shouldn't be with.
That desperation is bad for you.
It's not going to
make you, it's either going to make you settle or choose someone. Look at poor Lindsay. Look at Lindsay from Summer House.
Who's Tracy?
She almost got with that loser.
You live in love or you live in fear. Do not make decisions by fear.
Yeah, timelines are fear. Yeah. And I think it's okay to say by the time I'm 30 or 35, it would be nice to do this. But if you are watching that clock run out, she basically called out an arbitrary number.
Yeah. I mean, let's
she
say,
could say 31 and a half. It wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter. So she's totally using the kid for this. And
oh,
so
that's gross.
Now, that's basically cut that they go back from the zoo and then it's meet the parents time.
Well, no, there's a sober adventure day where they go in the cave.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh God, I forgot about that.
Cause they normally party. This is the first time they've never kind of had vacation time. And you can tell that he thinks it's going to be more of the same. They're just going to lay around and drink. And she's like, no, let's do things without it. He's already going, okay.
So
she missed a call from her mom. She's like, so tonight we need to make a video call. He's like,
Now, she didn't miss a call, y'all.
Oh, good. That would have been a good, that's a good
she
point.
She didn't miss a call.
Do you think it's weird that even though they might have seen pictures of him, but even after 3 years, he's not even ever talked to them on the phone. And this is a person who wants to get this man to propose to her. That means she's afraid of her parents' judgment or she's ashamed of it.
Both. I think both. I think if she didn't want to marry him, she's like, he's just a fun time guy and we're kind of serious, kind of not. Great. But the fact that, yes, she has been thinking for a while, I want to marry him, I want to settle down with him. Your parents need to meet him before the trip that you want to get a ring.
I agree. I want to throw something out there, and this may be completely off base, but I thought it last episode. I think this is her throwing all this at him, and it's a game of chicken.
Oh, for sure.
I think this is her saying, well, I tried. He'll break up with me otherwise.
Yeah, and then it's not her bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is her game of marriage chicken with him.
Yeah.
And in a way, she wants him to say no. Because then it's all done, and then she can go after a guy who doesn't rock her world like he just did there with an enormous pendulous dong, but some guy, she'll have had her fun, and some guy that her parents actually like, and in the world that her parents would want her to marry into, then she could pursue.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that last episode, and this made it really clear to me.
Because we find, you know, so they go in the caves, and they're just taking pictures, and she's like, oh, this would be a good place to get married.
They had weddings in here.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, they have weddings. She's like, this would be great. And then she
makes him take. This is major Darcy energy.
She makes him take pictures. Y'all, she's totally taking engagement pictures. She's going to use these as engagement pictures for them. So they leave the caves, and then they have dinner, and she said that she looks at the video chat, and her parents are like fully dressed nice. And to give some background, which means her parents are ready.
They came over from Haiti. They came over from Haiti, worked their way up. They didn't have any money. They worked hard to get where they are, she says. And she says, I know that Stephen is not the kind of guy that they will approve of.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of layers to that, you guys.
Gonna go good.
Yeah. In other words, why would she continue to do it if she knew that?
Yes.
Yeah. So
because
I'm telling you, she wants him to end it. She wants him. She's almost begging him to break up with her so she can almost kind of grow up and become a real person like her parents want her to.
Yeah, there's something else. I don't know if she's got a bad boy thing, if she thinks of him as a bad boy. He's not.
But weirdly, though, she freaks out every time he's talking about other women. So,
I mean, honestly, it's like, so they talk to him, and they're talking to him, and everything's going well until they say, what's your job? And he says, I'm a DJ, and I host parties. And the mom goes,
It's that look like baby girl Lisa's wedding when people have eaten bad seafood.
Yeah.
Something's not sitting right.
Ooh. Ooh. And dad is like, well, that's not really, I don't know if that's.
What do you do during the day? That's a mother poodle question.
I mean, it's a parent question. I also think it's really rude that they're asking him this the first time they're meeting him. But maybe that's just a cultural thing. Because also, if somebody worked in Vegas and you said, what do you do? And they said, oh, I'm an entertainer in Vegas.
I don't think they would think that was serious either.
But I mean, but it is in those towns. Like, his job, I think, is a serious job.
Well, he makes enough money and he's known in the, he makes enough money obviously to pay for that resort.
Yeah.
I think what was ruder than her parents' behavior toward was her just throwing him under the fucking bus.
Yep.
And
didn't describe his job or anything at all, what he does.
And they asked, do you meet a lot of girls? She's like, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. So it just turns out to be, I was like, this is fucking brutal.
It's brutal. It was brutal.
And he's like, so how long have you been seeing him? And I know what it is. When they ask, what's your long-term plan? And again, terrible question to ask on the first
time
question. You meet
them. And he hasn't thought of a long-term plan, because y'all remember from the first episode, he's never thought of her as long-term because she never told him she wanted this.
And he thought there was just going to be another bang trip.
Exactly. But
instant fiance, just add water.
And maybe this is to support her. He did say earlier, no woman's ever met my child. So the fact that she's met my child does mean I think of her seriously.
Yeah, I just think. And so then, so she's so angry at him because he doesn't have an answer for what his long-term plan is with her.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's because you've never discussed it.
Because you never discussed it.
Oh, I was chewing my pen at this time with this woman.
Yeah, she's shitty.
Yeah.
Maybe the most unrealistic person on the show. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Daniel and Amber.
Oh God. Oh, boy.
We have to say Kay and Mark for last because they do make us believe in love.
I get teary watching their scenes. Oh, and God. Y'all, I'm a fucking Merchant Ivory watching like romance, movie watching romantic. I love this stuff, especially if they have a shared past. I love it. What? I am a romantic.
You done? You are. So y'all, Daniel and Amber, the romance is gone.
Okay, so they're meeting his brother, David.
David, they're in Costa Rica, yes, again. And so, yeah, and she said, even though I'm annoyed, he told me this morning, even though I'm annoyed he didn't do his paperwork and he quit his job, he's really close with his brother. And so, you know, we're going to go. And she really wants to meet him because she – or see him because she wants to know if they've talked about him moving apartments, that she's moving – he's going to move over with her. And
this woman is just the living embodiment of just a sour lemon. She's absolutely awful.
Oh, yeah. And
she's a nag. Now, I understand he should have definitely done something, but she brings it up every possible time to needle him with it.
Yes. And she even says they moved here and they only had each other. So, y'all, mm-hmm. this is all the family that he had for a while. And so they're sitting there having drinks. And David even says, I am mentally not ready to lose my brother. Right. I'm not ready for him to go. And
right before that, she was talking about, because she can't speak Spanish. And she's like, too busy to learn Spanish, making money and filing for the K-1 visa. Again, just needle. Needle.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were as you were saying.
He doesn't want to move over there. Y'all, his life is going
to
be.
No, he does. He does want to get to America. Actually, he doesn't want to go with her.
I don't think he's going to love it with her.
So anyway, they're talking, and this probably isn't the right time. But Daniel basically says, I would love to talk about bringing over my brother and my mother as well. And when he doesn't say that, maybe I can. He said, because I don't have any family.
I was thinking of bringing them over because I want to have them close to me. Did you see this as immediate? I did not.
No. She immediately says, oh my God, I'm being used. I'm a mark.
I totally took this as, I think, a couple probably years from one now. Day he would like to, he wants to have his, to me, that shows a commitment that somebody wants to build a life in a new country with me.
Right.
They want to have their family there.
No, she's just super reactive. And anything that's not about her, because she even said, she said, do you even love me? Can you worry about me and not your brother and not your mother? Can you worry about me?
Who's going to pay for this? Where are they going to live? She's like, me. Can we just think about me one time?
Who's going to do the paperwork? Who's going to do their paperwork?
And then David says in the moment, can she pay for me too? Because that would be really helpful.
Can she give me some money?
Yeah, she's been giving my brother money.
It's what I want.
If she gave me money, it sure would be helpful. When he said that, I was like, maybe they are.
And then she, in a tearful way, in her best supporting Florida residence Oscar speech, yeah. Does he even love me?
Does he even love me?
That's very Darcy. Does he love me? Did he ever never love me?
And she also, Ron, she said, do you know that you're in debt to me, that you owe me?
Whoa, my God. She's just, she's just awful.
She's awful.
This woman. Yeah. She's awful. She had terrible vibes from the beginning. But last episode was worse. This episode, she's proven herself.
She's
going to
be
pretty wretched.
Raging Cruella De Vil looking for puppies by the end of this end of this season.
And it's all going to be about money and how much she's paid. She's got a lot of Stephanie aspects.
This is Stephanie when she's younger. This woman grows up to be a sip.
Yeah.
Sip. Where
I have done everything for you.
God, I hate that she was such an asshole that she'll be gone. She was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, she just was too crazy. It was like a it's like a supernova. She burned it. She burned very bright, but not for very long.
That was it.
They're trying to get her doing. I think they're trying to indict her in the state for using something, not reporting something on her taxes or something like that.
Makes sense. Y'all, let's talk about.
Because of course she would.
Love in Panama with
love.
With
I Kay love
and Mark.
Love.
Y'all, they had sex last night, and Mark looks good laying in that bed.
He is exhausted because she did some kind of Cirque du Soleil shit on him last night.
Her body is amazing. Y'all.
She's a trainer.
I know, but I mean,
she was probably choking him in between her thighs.
Oh yeah, I think even her vulva has abs.
Vulva. Her clitoris. I always say that word wrong.
I wouldn't know.
The clitoris does bicep curls.
It does. Hey. Hey, Sharon, we got a dick coming in. All right, Gladys, with more.
That's the labia he's talking to.
Oh, okay, yeah, whatever.
We got a dick coming in. You know, that's not what the clit is supposed to do. It's supposed to be there for sensitivity.
We have proven that I know nothing about this. The amount of vulva pictures our listeners have sent me. But
so,
question. Did he raw dog her the American way? Did he? USA bear every day.
Oh, God.
Because if you can cream it, you can dream it.
What a great message for the Olympic athletes at this time.
If you can cream you it. Can you can dream it.
No, that's the Olympic theme is
Star Wars. It's
Is that right?
Yeah, who wrote that?
John Williams wrote one of them. Ah, fuck it. Who cares?
Who cares?
People are screaming now.
I haven't even watched the Olympics.
I'm sad because I haven't watched any of it either. You know why? Because we've been glued to these fucking shows.
I've been busy.
I've been raw dogged by our shows.
You know what I did watch, and it made me really emotional? I
watched a little bit of the gymnastics, but that's it.
I really love that Tom Daley finally won a gold medal.
Oh, he did? Yay.
Yeah, he finally won. And like people forget he's gone to like 4 Olympics and he's been trying to do this. And so I love that he won. It showed him later also, too. He's knit. He's a really good knitter.
Great.
I don't know. I liked it.
I hope he and Dustin Lance Black are very happy.
I think they are.
Oh, come on.
What? They seem happy.
Dustin Lance Black is insufferable and everyone knows it.
I don't know anything about him.
Come on. You've heard all the gossip.
No, I've heard nothing about him.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to go into it. He's like he's the biggest poser in Hollywood.
Well, he hasn't done really anything since Milk.
Well, but even that, he was, you know what? I'm not going to disparage another gay man, but I just know from what people have told me.
Oh, okay. Milk's still a great film, though. Y'all watch it.
Was it?
Yeah, it's good.
I know.
We got to watch it. You got to watch it.
I agree. I don't know. As gay men and with LGBT people, we feel like we have to watch LGBT-themed movies and praise them, even if they're not.
Well, it was. I thought it was good. I thought it was good in comparison to a lot of other. I thought it was good.
I agree. I'm just saying sometimes.
I've seen worse biopics.
We are, as LGBT people, we're not that objective, I should say.
Well, yes. Did you watch Milk?
Yes, I've seen it. I liked it.
But I'm saying
I did like it.
Selective memory. I saw it again recently. It wasn't as good as I thought it was.
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just a bitch.
Yeah, you are. You are.
No, I'm just saying things people have thought. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom Daly, love ya.
Anyway, so they are, she's like, sex with Mark. She said, sex with Mark was perfect. And he's like, sex was really good.
And he said, I don't deserve someone this beautiful and amazing in my arms. It's everything I've wished for and more.
They're so in love.
They are.
In paradise. Who knows what will happen.
Now, they're going to go jet skiing, y'all.
And he's like, she's the only person I'd ride shotgun with because I'm just like, I'm sitting in behind a beautiful woman rubbing my dick along her butt crack.
Yeah, just thinking about doing. He got her a California towel. She was appreciative of it.
Very, very subtle hint. So he says, it feels crazy being back here with you, but strangely, very natural as well. Because they do seem.
She says it feels natural too. Yeah. She said, he's the sweetest man I've known in my whole life.
He's a good partner, she says.
And he said,
God, I want them to be together.
He said, I'm excited to spend more time with you. And he said, I want to start thinking about our future.
She's like, no. She's like, beg your pardon? I don't understand. What do you mean? What's the F word?
Yeah, let's say she made a great point because she said, really, on the first day?
Yeah,
like the first day. True. And he said, well, I want you to know that I want to have these conversations. And I really appreciate, she's like, why do you need to think about the future all the time? She's like, we need to live in the present. Again, this isn't even, maybe it's Isla stuff, but also just what she's gone through. She talks about her ketamine use again.
Yeah.
And it's just forward thinking can be really overwhelming
for addicts, for former addicts or recovering addicts, we should say. I've had a thought, and I don't know if you.
Oh God, I don't like it when you say this.
No, because she was addicted to ketamine, and the name of ketamine is Special K. That's literally her name.
Wow,
it's not funny, but boy. I'm sure she had a moment where she was doing lots of ketamine. And she's like, oh, my God, Special K. That's my name. It was like this drug realization. Oh, my God, I was supposed to do this drug. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if anybody else thought of that.
She does talk about it. She does talk about, you know, because ketamine's a very addictive. You can use it for depression, actually.
She
like
started at 19.
But she started at 19. And she said it was her best friend for a long time.
Yeah.
And she overdosed and almost died. So this is for her the second chance of in life.
And then he moved. When she OD'd, he moved to Buenos Aires.
Yeah, took care of her.
Mm-hmm. And she did say, I love you, but don't rush me. Don't rush me. I made that mistake before.
Oh. And now could be so much more.
Oh, Taylor Dane.
Oh, love her.
So anyway, the next thing they are is they're going to the Aqua Lounge, which is where he used to manage the little hostel.
What? Pardon me, y'all. Sorry. We did Darcy and Stacey earlier today, and then I just did Baby Girl Lisa. My voice is fried.
You're going to lose it. You better talk high tonight.
I'll try to. Fuck off.
Mama's tune. Hi, how are you? Welcome to Oh, it's so good to see you.
Don't squeeze. I can hear your voice is just crying out.
No, I'm tired because I've been up all night from last night doing our shit.
It's always something.
It's always us. But what was I going to say? Fuck it. That's what my dad does now because he can't remember anything. It's like, Matt, go get me a shit. Dad, did you want pimento cheese? No.
Did you want to? So, like I do with you.
Did you want to?
When you're.
Did you want a hot link? A Potter's hot link? No.
Fuck it. So they are at the Aqua Lounge.
Oh,
and
yes, that's it. Was it the Aqua Lounge the name of that gay bar? Wasn't that the name of a gay bar in West Hollywood when we first lived in L.A.?
Blue was the name of one of them.
Maybe that's, but doesn't Aqua Lounge sound like a gay club for twinks? Yeah. Uh-huh.
See you at Aqua Lounge tonight. I'm dancing at Aqua Lounge right now. I really want to be a promoter, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm really going for a fish shake.
Weren't you working at Skewers last week? Yeah, but I got fired from there for drugs.
Oh. Not a problem at Aqua.
I'll see you at Numbers.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. Don't forget your backpack.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Let's just have a twink conversation. So who's that guy picking you up? Oh, my God.
This is my newest daddy. Are you into daddies, too?
Who is not?
Okay, well, then you can't meet him. But he's really
sweet.
He
looks familiar, though.
No, he works. He does, I think, some type of real estate or something like that. I don't know.
I don't understand that, but as long as they pay for me, it's fine. Yeah,
I think people just, like, his mom died and left in places. She was really pretty. Y'all, I saw a picture.
You think that these conversations are, we're embellishing. If you've sat next to two twinks discussing something at Starbucks, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Have you been praying for Kesha? I have.
So he sees his friend Nick, who was there when he was like, how's it going? And she's like, I'll leave you to have your moment.
I love that she says, she's like, I will go walk. It's your moment.
Yeah. I enjoyed that, too.
I really like Kay a lot. And so they're having this conversation with Mark and Nick. Nick is basically was fed questions from the producers because he knows he knows
Someone was really the producer cipher in that moment.
For sure.
I was like, okay, yeah, all these questions are from Nick, who hasn't seen Mark in this long. Why not? We're going to go on these personal questions. I think so. He was saying, how's it going? You know, and he's like, more comfortable than I thought. And he's like, so are you okay with she sees someone else? And he's like, well, we have a don't ask, don't tell rule. And Nick goes, what?
Excuse me? Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that kind of, he doesn't ask. He's like, when I was talking to her, I was dating someone else and she was seeing other people too. So when we were together, we didn't talk about it at all. So I was like, so you're down here talking about a future and you don't even know her past. And
this is where I went, ooh.
Because y'all, in the Caribbean, the past does not fly. So he says,
remember too, when we first met Kay, when she was talking to her friend, she was dating other men. She talked about that.
Or people. Yeah. I think she's definitely fooled around with women.
Oh, for sure.
And I think she would be much more emotionally comfortable with a woman than a man.
Who knows?
I don't know. So the friend is grilling him.
You said that like Caesar.
I think she would be much more comfortable with a woman than a man. You shall. Malia. Every time I say Malia's name on Below Deck, I have to fight not going, Malia?
Malia?
Sasha?
Sasha?
So he finds out that she was married before.
Mm-hmm.
When they lived in Bocas, and she moved there. She was divorced after a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, kind of want to know why.
That's a valid thing.
It is.
It's a valid thing. Not from a nosy, but I would want to know.
I don't think she's going to be very forthcoming about it.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. She's got major Evelyn vibes from Evelyn Corey, y'all.
Y'all, guess what?
Major Evelyn vibes.
Kay doesn't want to think about the future, and she doesn't want to think about the past.
No, it's only the present right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very common thing for our non-Americans on this trip.
They all are kind of like trying to be in the present. And the American's like, what are we going to do when we get back to the U.S.?
And depending on where she is in her recovery, although hasn't she been sober for a while? 10 years, right?
I think so. Yeah, 10 years.
Because I feel like she should be more... Sometimes people that are sober or in recovery are very, you know, it's always day by day. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Day by day. But you can't.
You mean one day at a time?
Yeah.
Instead of day by day. That's what it says in the big book. Day by day.
So, yeah, I don't know. We need to know more about her.
Yeah, I agree. I still want the best for them. I want them to be together. I want him to move down to Bocas.
You know, I don't think that's going to happen.
And then maybe she'll convince him that an open relationship is okay.
And maybe he'll decide he wants to sleep with men and you'll go down to Bocas to do a live show and he'll fuck you. So wish in one hand and shit in the other. And see
you
what
just took my breath away.
Oh, God. Y'all, that's the show. That's a show.
I'd let her get in the menagerie, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know she's got a strap on.
Oh, yeah. She fucked the hell out of you. You just be going, go, 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 go.
And I'd be grabbing under her abs.
You break more than a headboard that night.
I know. Nice callback.
This is Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our website, realitygazepodcast.com. You can see everything else we're doing. We've got... what do we have? We have F-Boy Island. So F-Boy Island. We've got Love is Blind. We've got a regular feed. I don't know. Y'all just check it out. Look at the Instagram.
We've got enough going on, y'all. Just check out. You're in our Patreon now, so you know what we got.
You know what we got. Y'all.
What we got? You like it.
Okay. All right. Y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts.
Oh, God.
Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong islands?
Hold on. Keep going.
Ooh, did you like that? I said the wrong
islands. All the wrong islands. I like that.
I'm just going to wait.
Oh, God. I don't
hurry, know. Hurry, I have to pee. I'm about to piss myself in this chair.
Okay. If you remember, or if you've ever said when someone asks you a question, you say, "Don't worry, man." Call us. I wasn't ready for that one.
I liked it. To talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.